Amen. Tonight, as we stand for the reading of God's Word, the Lord, He is God, and He is good. And the Lord has given us, amen, His Word to go by. And tonight, if you would, turn in the Bible to the book of John, St. John. It's chapter 6, starting at verse 47. We titled the message tonight, this message is to the church. This message is especially for us tonight. The Lord asked a question, and we titled this message His Question. Will you also go away? Amen. Will you also go away? If you've never come to Jesus, if you've never partaken of the Holy Ghost, if you've never tasted of the heavenly things of God, then it would be impossible to go away because you would never have been there. So the Lord is addressing this to us tonight. John chapter 6, verse 47, Jesus speaks and says, verily, verily, that means absolutely, surely, surely, I say unto you, he that believeth on me hath everlasting life. Hallelujah. Jesus said that whosoever would believe upon Him has everlasting life. Eternal life. He said, I am the bread of life. You may be seated. The Word of God tells us, amen, that man shall not live by natural bread alone, but he shall live by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. And the Lord Himself said, I am that bread. I am that bread of life. Your fathers did eat manna. We call manna heavenly bread. In the wilderness, and they are dead. This is the bread which cometh down from heaven, that a man may eat thereof and not die. Jesus is saying that back at the time of Moses, back at the time of Israel, being in captivity and slavery to the Egyptians for 400 years, when the Lord brought them out with a mighty hand, and when He led them in the wilderness for 40 years, He provided them with bread. It was called manna. The Bible says it was like a wafer, and it tasted like honey. And that would be the most wonderful thing to experience, to eat that bread. But the Word of God says that that bread, amen, He fed them with the bread of angels. Yet that is not the true bread. That is not the bread of life. Jesus said that those that ate that bread in the wilderness, they're all dead. But the bread that Jesus said, I will give you, a man will eat of that bread, and he will not die. Jesus said, I am the living bread, which came down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world. The Jews therefore strove among themselves, saying, how can this man give us his flesh to eat? Amen. Now folks, we're in grace. We're in the revelation of Jesus Christ. We're when the Lord opened up our understanding to the Scriptures. We have insight on what Jesus was speaking of. But when Jesus spoke to these Jews, they were a natural-minded people. They were a carnal-minded people. And when someone would say, in order for you to have life, you're going to have to eat of my flesh, it offended them. Because we know that God is against cannibalism. God is against a man would kill and eat another human being. The Jews, therefore, they strove in their minds, how can this man give us his flesh to eat? Then Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, surely, surely, I say unto you, except you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink His blood. Now it was hard when He said, eat the flesh. Now He says, you must drink my blood. You have no life in you except you eat His flesh and drink His blood. Whosoever eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood, he has eternal, everlasting life. And I will raise him up at the last day, the resurrection. For my flesh is meat indeed. That means my flesh is food, nourishment indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. He that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood dwelleth in me, and I in him. You want to be in the body of Jesus Christ? You want Jesus Christ in you? You got to partake of his flesh, and you got to partake of his blood. Amen. As the living Father hath sent me, and I live by the Father, so he that eateth me, even he shall live by me. Now, folks, this was a hard thing for the Lord to say. Amen. He was speaking to a people, amen, that could not even comprehend these words. He said, this is that bread which came down from heaven. Not as your fathers did eat manna and are dead. He that eateth of this bread shall live forever. Emphasis. I am the bread of life. These things said Jesus in the synagogue as he taught in Capernaum. Many therefore of his disciples, that means followers, when they heard this, they said, this is a hard saying. Who can hear it? Who can bear it? Who can understand it? When Jesus knew in himself that his disciples murmured at it, he said unto them, does this offend you? What, and if you shall see the Son of Man ascend up from where he was before? Jesus said, does this offend you? What if you stay with me and sometime you're going to see me ascend back up into heaven? It is the Spirit that quickeneth. The word quickeneth means give life. It is the Spirit of God. It is the Spirit that quickens. The flesh profits nothing. He is saying your flesh is of no value. Your flesh cannot save you. It is the Spirit. And then he said, the words that I am speaking unto you, they are Spirit and they are life. Amen. That should have been enough right there to open up their understanding that he was saying, I'm not telling you to physically to eat my flesh and drink my blood naturally, but this is a spiritual thing I'm speaking of. Unless you partake of me, and unless you partake and take me into you, then I will not have any part in you. But there are some of you that believe not. Did you hear that? He said, I know that there are some of you that believe not. For Jesus knew from the beginning who they were that believed not. Now, did you catch that? And who should betray him? Jesus Christ said, did I not choose you 12 apostles? And one of you is a devil. One of you will betray me and sell me unto my enemies. And he said unto them, therefore say I unto you that no man can come unto me except it were given unto him of my Father. If God does not call you, you're not coming. But I praise my Lord that by his word, God would it all would be saved. I say God does call, the people do not hear. I have wrestled with that scripture. It says, many are called, but few are chosen. If we took it literally to mean that many are called, but God only picks a few, then there are those that are destined to hell, which I do not believe. I personally believe that when the Lord said, many are called, I would that all men would be saved. I would all come unto repentance. I don't desire to see one lost. Therefore, God calls everybody. But it's only those that choose to join with Christ, to follow Christ, that become the chosen few. Amen. It isn't God that chose the few. It's man himself that chose to become one of the few, because the multitude will not come. It's not that God didn't call them. They made the wrong choice. From that time, from the time that the Lord spoke these words, many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him. They turned their backs on the word of God, upon the living bread, and they went back out into sin. Then Jesus said unto the 12, the closest ones among him, not just a disciple, but an apostle. the chosen 12. Jesus looked at them, and I'll tell you, folks, he looks at us and says, will you also go away? Will you also leave me? When Jesus said, except you eat of my flesh and drink of my blood, you have no life in you, he went on to explain that he was speaking spiritually, not naturally. Jesus' words were fulfilled when he instituted what we call taking the communion. In 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23, Apostle Paul explains, for I received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, take, eat, this is my body. This is the Lord's flesh, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. And afterward, after the same manner, took he the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do you as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you do eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show, acknowledge the Lord's death till he come. Amen. We know of the word that called the Passover. We know that when the Jews were in bondage in Egypt and the Lord poured out plagues upon Pharaoh, the last plague he poured out was a plague of killing the firstborn child of every Egyptian. He would have killed the firstborn child of every Egyptian and every Jew except for one cause. The Bible says that God spoke to Moses and told Moses, now you go and tell the children of Israel to each family to take a lamb and to kill that lamb and sacrifice that lamb unto me, and then to have unleavened bread, and for them that night to take the blood of that lamb and take that blood and put it on the doorpost and the lintel of the doorway. And then he said, I want you to be in there, and I want you to have on your coats, I want you to have on your traveling shoes, I want you to be ready, have your staff in your hand, because this is the Lord's deliverance. And he said, I want you to eat it quickly. And when the angel of death passed through Egypt and killed the firstborn, not only of people, but it killed the firstborn of the animals also. And when that angel saw the blood on the doorpost and the lintel, he passed over them. And that's the song we just sang. When I see the blood, I will pass over you. The death angel passed over the children of Egypt or Israel, and they did not lose their firstborn child. Amen. And now in the New Testament, John the Baptist said, behold the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world. Jesus Christ has become our sacrifice. He is that sacrificial lamb. Amen. When they took the Lord's Supper, it was during the Passover. The Jews were celebrating the Passover, and Jesus was celebrating that Passover with his disciples. We call it the Last Supper now. And there the Lord explained to them, amen, now the bread is no longer the unleavened bread that you had for when the death angel passed over you in Egypt, but now I'm the bread. And my bread, that bread is broke for you. And he said, and the blood was put on the doorpost and the lintel, now it is the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ that take away the sins of the world. And therefore, when Jesus said, amen, when Jesus said, therefore, amen, we the church today, we understand that we spiritually partake of the Lord's flesh and the Lord's blood through taking communion. See, the Jews did not understand this. But we have that revelation that we partake of the Lord's death. We take of his burial and his resurrection in repentance and baptism in Jesus' name and getting the Holy Ghost. Amen. We take upon us, amen, through the Lord's death, burial. Therefore, Jesus said, whosoever eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood have eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah We realize and understand that we partake of this bread of life through taking communion. Amen. Amen. Jesus said, I am the bread of life. This is the bread which cometh down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. Except you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life within you. And I say again, Jesus says, does this offend you? It is the Spirit that gives life. The flesh profits nothing. Are we going to be one of these? Many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him. Amen. I'm going to say to you now, Jesus said, Church, will you also go away? In my mind, I hear Jesus saying to us today, in this assembly, will you also go away? Will you turn your backs on me? Have I harmed you? Have I disappointed you? Have I lied to you? Have I forsaken you? Have I broken one promise? Did not I lay down my life for you? Did not I take your sins upon myself? Was I not nailed to the cross for you? Did I not rise again? Have I not given you eternal life? I hear Jesus saying this to the church. Amen. Truly, I am the bread of life. Is the way too hard? Is the road too straight? Is the burden too heavy? Am I no longer your friend? Am I no longer your comforter? Am I no longer your Savior? Am I no longer your God? Do you no longer desire my Holy Ghost? Do you no longer desire to be the temple of God? Do you no longer desire to be my sons and my daughters? Do you no longer love me? Did I die in vain? I say to you tonight, church, a plea from my heart. O church, let us reaffirm our love for Jesus. Let us, right now, let us raise our hands and let us worship Him. Let us tell Jesus how much we truly love and adore Him. Let us tell Jesus, we will not go away. For you, Jesus, are our God, our Savior, our Father. We will press on. We will not fail you. Lord, you did not die in vain. Amen. Jesus only has the words of eternal life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God's word is truth. Praise His holy name. Glory, hallelujah. We have Christ in us, the hope of glory. We have been born again of the water and of the Spirit. We have partaken of the Lord's death, burial, and resurrection. We have ate that bread of life. We have drank that blood. Jesus said that blood is drink indeed. That is the living water, that if a man would drink thereof, he shall surely never die. Amen. I thank God that we are spiritually minded people, amen, that we can understand the Word of God. For the Bible tells me that this gospel, this good news of Jesus Christ, if it is hidden, it is hidden to those that are lost. Thank God tonight that He chose us, amen, to open up our eyes and our understanding, that we could know the heights of the Lord and the depths of the Lord, that we can know truth. Jesus Christ said, I am the truth. I am the way, and I am the life. I here tonight to explain to you, to expound to you, to tell you that there's only one God, only one Lord, only one baptism. I'm here tonight to tell you that it is only through the name of Jesus Christ that we have everlasting life. And amen, if you do not have Christ, then you are none of His. There is no other door. There's no other way. There's no other God. For our God is God alone. Amen. And our God is a jealous God. He will have no other gods before him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.